Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a pleasure now joining us on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line, former NFL running back and host of Tobin and Leroy on the Ticket in Miami, radio.com station. Leroy Horde joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Leroy, thanks a lot for coming on. We really appreciate your time on a Friday. I posed this question to a writer we had on from Miami yesterday. What do the Dolphins do well to a group of 49er fans out here on the West Coast that maybe haven't seen them play a whole heck of a lot?
Well, it's kind of hard because they've been banged up, and you know, everybody's expecting Tua to play pretty soon. But you know, if I had to pick one thing, I would say, unlike years past, they protect the quarterback. They've done a pretty good job of protecting the quarterback. Now that quarterback is Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, you know, there's that. But they've done a pretty good job of protecting the quarterback, and they've played, you know, a couple of teams with some pretty good pass rushers. So there's that. They haven't really run the ball that well. They've thrown the ball okay. And right now they just, you know, it's a matter of just getting better.
You mentioned the quarterback position, Leroy, in terms of Fitzpatrick's the quarterback right now. They drafted Tua. He is the quarterback of the future for the Miami Dolphins. When do you anticipate that move being made? How much longer do you think Fitzpatrick will remain the starter for the Miami Dolphins?
I mean, I don't know, because here's the deal. Anybody who had an interest in Tua during the draft made this comment, and you tell me if I'm off. We don't care if he has to sit the whole year. We want Tua. That was the going theme here. And now that he's here, I like to blame the Rams and Cincinnati, because they have their young guys and they're having some success. Now everybody's like, well, just throw him in there. But if that was the plan before the year, I can clearly understand why the Dolphins are just like, you know, we'll hold him out as long as we can and let him get some work in. Because keep in mind, what makes it even more incredible with what Herbert's doing and what Burrow's doing is the simple fact they had no preseason. So these guys are going in. Their first action was live action. And if you needed that opportunity to kind of bring Tua up to speed on a team that you had questions about whether they're going to protect the quarterback, questions about the run game, if you have questions about the situations that you were going to put him in, then I see no problem with having him sit. But because you see the other quarterbacks, you know, that came out with him that are playing, most people think you just throw him in and let him learn, you know, on the go. And we've seen in years past that that's no guarantee for a successful quarterback. Because I give you one, if you remember, was it David Carr, who had a 71% completion rate, but his passes were 2 yards because he got thrown into the fire. So, like, I hope that when they put him in, they are 100% sure that he's ready to go. But I wouldn't rush it. There's no need to.
Yeah, I hear you, Leroy. I'm excited whenever he does get a start. We'll all be watching. Now, we saw this young Dolphin team play the Seahawks, who were undefeated, went down to the wire, didn't get the win. But I'm wondering, Leroy, you had played the game. Do you think they got enough confidence from hanging in with the likes of Seattle that, you know, they feel like, you know what, with the state of the San Francisco 49ers and their injuries, that they got a chance to win this game come Sunday?
Well, the one thing that Brian Flores has done is these guys compete. They don't usually have a lot of penalties. And it's a couple of mistakes here and there where they give up big plays, or a couple of mistakes here and there where they give up key sacks or a key turnover. But for the most part, they are competing in every game. So it's just a matter of putting it all together. They've had some injuries too, and Byron Jones, and he's going to come back. They had to put Igbinogami into a situation where he was playing a substantial amount of minutes, maybe in a position that he shouldn't have been playing, and he got beat pretty good a couple of times. So, you know, they're still scrambling with what they're trying to do too, as is most of the NFL. That's why you look at the most successful teams, the one thing they do have is either a lot of veterans or a lot of continuity. And so the Dolphins have either. They're a really young team. And I hope, you know, that we just give it time and not get too frustrated with where they're going, because this, you know, again, this is one of those situations where this team needs the off-season program. This team needs the preseason games for the coaches to be able to evaluate all this young talent, and they really haven't gotten it. But I wouldn't be surprised if you see a stretch where they play a couple of games or three or four games where you go, wow, they finally put it together.
How do the Dolphins view the 49ers, and what's your take on what you've seen from the 49ers to this point? Injuries, uneven play, but they are coming off a pretty bad loss at home on Sunday night.
Well, I look at San Francisco like this. They're going to run the ball. They're going to be physical with you, much like when you look at a Baltimore Ravens team, in that you can have a different quarterback that may not be as good as Garoppolo, but he can have some success based on the offense that you run as far as running the football, establishing the run, play action. And it seems like you can get away with having your backup quarterback play when you have a tight end like him, right? I mean, you look around the league, those teams that have that tight end or have a tight end that they use in their offense, they always have a way of kind of making things happen.
For you as a player, take me back into a locker room, Leroy, when you were coming off a week like the 49ers were, for example, and they blew an opportunity against Philadelphia last week, and now we're trying to turn the page and regroup. What's it like for that team during the week when you have the expectations? And look, you're one of the top teams in the league, whether it was when your college days at Michigan or in the NFL. What was it like for you in the locker room and the team that week leading up to a game after just a kick in the gut, kind of a loss?
Just a little more focus. You pay a little more attention to the things that you did wrong. You kind of honed in on perfection as far as execution, situational football. Where did we go wrong? Was it third down? Was it giving up too many big plays? Was it a situation in the game that we didn't handle well? And because you're a good team, a lot of times it's just something that you just need to focus on. Sometimes it's a two-minute drill. Sometimes it's two-minute defense. And you just kind of work through it because you know you're good enough. You're going to have guys returning. You emphasize that, look, man, during the course of the year, guys are going to get banged up, but we are structured and we believe that, hey, we have the players and the horses behind those guys to be able to hold down the fort until they can get back. And you just keep emphasizing it. You keep practicing. You keep working on it. You keep doing the things that got you to that point in the first place. And I'm more than sure, you know, look, it's football. Like, let's be clear. Like, say what you want to say about some of the teams that have these bad records. But they're still part of the 1%, right? The 1% of the best football players in the world. And so you have to give them sometimes the same credit as if the Dolphins do something good this week, right? If the Dolphins are fortunate enough to win, are we going to say that San Francisco, you know, blew one? Or are we going to say, you know what, the Dolphins played well this week? And it could happen because these guys are professionals too.
Leroy, we were having a provocative discussion about COVID and the fact that the stadiums are basically empty and home teams are getting off, maybe at a disadvantage because they're used to that energy. Is that a valid argument? Do you think that, you know, that's something that's real, tangible? Or, you know what, you're a pro. If nobody's watching, you still need to be ready. Where do you come out on that?
Come on, man. Like, we all know, you know, there's nothing like going into a home stadium with the crowd noise, with the anticipation of the game, and just seeing all your people in the stands. You know, every person in a profession that is, you know, even what you guys do, what if they said, hey, you know what? We're not going to have any listeners this week, but we're going to do the show anyway. He was like, wow. All right. You know, it's natural that it would affect guys. Look at basketball. You know, I think the thing with the basketball is that you work all year to have home court advantage so that you can have that extra game or that stretch of games in your home arena. And that now everybody's playing in the same spot. So the eighth seed gets just as much noise as the one seed. It's similar in football. It's something about going into a state. I remember playing in Minnesota, man, it was unbelievable. Or if you go to Seattle, imagine what Seattle loses when that's all they talk about is how loud the crowd is. I remember when I was in Cleveland going into Pittsburgh. If I didn't have to deal with all those crowds and stuff like that, yeah, I'm sure I could relax and play. But at the end of the day, you're competing against the guys in front of you. And although it helps, although it's great, you know, I do believe that at the end of the day, it's all about execution and about, you know, doing what you need to do on the football field. Because once you're in a play, once you are defending or running the ball or catching the ball, I mean, that crowd doesn't matter. You know, you have to go out there and perform.
Leroy, what's been the reaction to the news that broke, what, yesterday or a couple days ago, that you know, the governor down there in Florida says that the Dolphins can have a full stadium, 65,000 at some point, but I know the Dolphins aren't going to do it for their next home game in a couple of weeks. What's been the reaction to that? Are people open to that? Seem cool with that? Or what's going on there?
No. Just because somebody tell you okay, it's okay, doesn't mean it's safe. Right? Like, come on.
I agree.
What's going on in this country? We see what's going on in this country. I think people are aware, and just because you can, like, I give you a perfect example. They open up restaurants, right? They you can go and dine in certain restaurants. I haven't gone. Why? Because of the circumstances. So just because you allow to have 65,000 people, it don't mean 65,000 people don't go.
No doubt. And I wanted to get a perspective on it because we talked about it a little bit yesterday, and it kind of relates to
the Florida's
the, you know,
crazy.
The,
what is
yeah,
that
did come up. Yeah, he said Florida's crazy. Yeah, that did come up, Leroy.
Well, 65,000 seems that, yeah, there's no way you can have a full house. There's no way.
And think about this, okay? If you say, you know, that's like saying you can have 65,000 people, but 65 people don't go, I mean, are you doing a good thing? I mean, just because you say it don't mean it's going to happen. A lot of people, you know, you have to understand with a lot of these teams, a lot of these people have kind of redshirted their season tickets. You know what
sure.
I mean? So so, like, all of a sudden you think they're going to just say, ooh, the stadium's over. Let me go buy some tickets. No, man. Look, we're in a weird time. It's crazy. Nobody really knows how long it's going to last. And the one thing that we should all try to do is, one, be safe, but try to make it this uncomfortable feeling we all have as the time as short as possible. And whatever we can do to kind of, you know, get this thing to calm down, we should be doing it. And I don't know if that, you know, I don't know why he said that. Does it sound good? I mean, like, how many people are going to be excited about the stadium being open when you know what's going on right now?
No, I think it's a great point, and I know the Dolphins said, "Hey, we're not doing that." And then, you know, their next home game in a couple of weeks, they said, "No, we're going to keep it the way they've been doing it." I think what is it, roughly 12 or 13,000, something like that, maybe 20%. Yeah, yeah. Leroy,
look,
thanks.
It's some. You got to be look. We all as individuals and as organizations and as the NFL and whatever. I mean, we have a responsibility to try to be as safe as possible. And somewhere in between, there has to be a happy medium. Like, I'm not saying you got to shut down, but if things start going the wrong way, you have to be prepared to do the right thing.
No doubt. Leroy, great stuff. We really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.